staff stories. Vinci Concessions employees around the globe share their experience. Episode 13. My name is Thierry Charlemagne, and I look after the environment and sustainable development at Lisia, a concessionaire for the high-speed line between Tours and Bordeaux.
Back in 2010, Lisia, a subsidiary of Vinci Railways, was awarded the contract to construct, operate, and maintain the Tours-Bordeaux high-speed line. And after 5 years spent working on a major project led by Lisia and Cosier, designer-builder, the line opened in July 2017.
The line consists of 300 kilometres of new line, plus 40 kilometres of connections to the intermediate towns, in particular Châtellerault, Poitiers and Angoulême. The journey between Tours and Bordeaux takes 2 hours by train, a vast improvement on the approximately 3.5 hours it used to take. It is estimated that approximately 20 million people use this route between Île-de-France and the southwest. So it is a huge commercial success and meets the high demand for travel along this corridor.
But even before work began, Lisia faced a sizable challenge. There were 14 Natura 2000 classified sites along the route of the line, and 220 protected species were likely to be affected by the works. So to limit its impact, the company deployed a whole series of initiatives not seen before in the recent history of France's railways.
Everything possible has to be done with the route of the line to avoid environmentally sensitive sites, functional environments and protected species. Unfortunately, there are still some sites we have to go through because the high-speed line cannot veer too far from its original path. Measures have to be implemented to reduce the impact of the line on the protected species present. The works measures include, for example, preservation of all the ecological corridors to enable wildlife to move from one side of the line to the other. There's also a whole water treatment system that helps protect watercourses from the possible impacts of the work. Temporary barriers were also erected to prevent protected species or wildlife from straying onto sites where they could be disturbed by machinery.
And anything that Lisia cannot avoid or reduce, it endeavours to make up for by recreating sites favourable to the species affected by the works. 400 new sites, covering a total of 3,800 hectares, have therefore been chosen with the support of nature conservation organisations. Sites that have to reproduce as closely as possible the habitats of the species affected by the works.
Four main natural environments are prioritised. There are agricultural areas where many hectares are set aside for lowland wildlife. These lowland birds on agricultural sites have a tendency to decline sharply. There are also wetlands. Here we are looking at anything amphibian, so all species of frogs and toads. And there are also woodlands. And finally, the fourth main type of environment, moors, which are very favourable to many species of insect, species that have also suffered a huge decline over the past few years.
Through these compensatory measures, Lisia strives to protect all the protected species found locally, amongst them a bird that nests to the north of the line.
It is the little bustard, a sort of partridge that was relatively common 30 or 40 years ago, but that has been in serious decline and that could now be about to disappear altogether from the agricultural lowlands of Indre-et-Loire and Vienne. So there, ecological specifications are proposed to the farmers. There will be a whole series of actions that will be favourable to the bustard if they're ever implemented.
But does it actually work? To find out, Lisia conducts ecological surveys using nature conservation associations and scientific experts.
The initial feedback has been fairly positive. At present, we are helping to stabilise the population of little bustards and other bird species on agricultural sites. But we're remaining humble. Is this current stabilisation just a temporary thing, or is it a sign of something more long-term? Or might there even be an increase in numbers in the medium term? We aren't in a position to answer that question just yet, but it's what we're hoping.
For the European mink, which is found to the south of the line, the results are also encouraging. Here, Lisia has erected wooden banks along the watercourses passing under the line, which allow animals to cross regardless of the water level. The work has now been completed, and all the compensatory measures have been put into place. But Lisia intends to continue its efforts to reduce its impact.
In terms of operation, we are committed to zero phytosanitary products for line maintenance, which is an extremely ambitious commitment, as it involves a lot of additional work for the maintenance company to be able to contain and control vegetation, not only on the plots, but also in the immediate vicinity of the tracts. But this is a very positive thing, particularly when the high-speed line runs near to watercourses, as it means that no phytosanitary products are discharged into the watercourses or the water tables.
Since 2012, Lisia has also been committed, through the Lisia Carbon and Lisia Biodiversity Foundations and the Sillon Solidaire Endowment Fund, to funding local sustainable development projects.
A high-speed line is very virtuous in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. A train emits fewer greenhouse gases than other means of transport. It was important for the Carbon Foundation to support similar local projects. In terms of biodiversity, it was also important to have a structure that can fund local nature conservation projects that complement what Lisia was doing with the project itself. And with Sillon Solidaire, we are dealing with social insertion, an area that was particularly significant during the construction phase when, at the most crucial point of the work, there were almost 9,000 people working on the site.
Of the many projects they've supported, Lisia Carbon has, for example, funded thermal renovation work for communal buildings in areas crossed by the line, while Lisia Biodiversity has funded public awareness campaigns on the subject of biodiversity. These actions have proven popular with local stakeholders.
We often meet with farmers to discuss the compensatory measures. We often meet local officials too. And all of the environmental actions implemented are well recognized. A high-speed line may represent a limitation with regard to regional development for the municipalities it passes through. These additional actions that are being implemented help people to understand what the high-speed line is for and help to integrate the line locally with residents. It is important to not just be an infrastructure that runs through a territory, but a team. Teams that are part of the territory and that participate in local life.